that is the embodiment of eternity and the temporary, and every thought and every feeling. All of this is part of this incredible energetic network that moves continually through every single cell tissue, distributing every thought, every memory, responding to every color that we see, every flower that we see, every inspiration that we have, every fear that we have, that it reorders our entire biochemical network. Every time we say a prayer, grace is received, it's distributed through the channels. Our spirit is as complex an anatomical system. It's far more so than we, because it's also connected to eternity, and we can't think that big yet. As most of you are probably familiar with, I'm a medical intuitive. That means that for years I worked as a person who has the ability to read your energetic system, the data that your energy produces. What does that mean? It means I have the ability to interpret the energetic impulses you give off and interpret them in terms of where you're investing your energy. Into your history, into your fears, how much of your energy is going in that direction, and what part of your biology is paying the price for it. Because I started out doing this as somebody who knew nothing about this skill or of how the spirit behaved within the body and its genius technological capacity, it took me years to realize that there were 7 energy centers in the body. So that now when someone says to me, what is the chakra system? I think the easiest way for us to grasp it is that it's 7 data banks that are energetically located in our biology. And they store information. They store your power. They manage your power. They keep track of where you've invested your spirit. So what I'd like to discuss is where this material has taken me. No one is more surprised than me that I'm now teaching a scriptural biological pattern. When I went to school to study theology, I studied it with a bit of an arrogance, which of course is so hard to believe, but I really had this sense that I wanted to prove the teachings of the church or of any religious tradition as almost being superstitious nonsense. I find it overwhelming that I'm now about to share with you that this journey has brought me back to recognizing that we embody the scripture within our biological tissue. This is what I've written about in Anatomy of the Spirit. I'm going to describe that journey and then take it from there. As a medical intuitive, I wanted to know what was wrong with you. So that was easy for me to figure. I spent years doing that, you know. But still, during that time, I saw spirituality trying to explain why things went wrong with us and where we didn't understand what God was doing. I had a very immature notion of our relationship to God, and that was reflected in my interpretation of why we became ill. After that, I then began to wonder how come people didn't become well. When I started to ask what I consider to be more mature questions, I started to see a different face of God from my point of view, a different level of maturity. I think that I was operating from a perception that becoming conscious meant that we would get explanations to why things were the way they were in our lives, that suddenly life would become reasonable and explainable. Now I think becoming conscious is the capacity to walk head into your mysteries and to live within them without feeling that that's the unanswered prayer, but that it's the answered prayer. Let's reverse it. And hold that thought and then come with me and say, what does that have to do with the body? Well, I couldn't help but ask in my occupation, if we become more conscious, what's that going to do to cell tissue? What would that do to our body? Does consciousness change our body? Does it mean we should never get sick again? You see, from what I would call a very primal understanding of our relationship with God,